Listening Library presents Darkly by Marisha Pessel. Read for you by Imani Jade Powers. For Winter, Avalon, and Rain. 1. The website is stark and black, like the Darkly Rasputin box with the blood-red Victorian letters of Hecate. The site crashed again this morning due to heavy traffic. It's been down all day. And I've been in a state of panic, certain I'm too late, that in true Arcadia Ganon fashion, I've squandered what little crumbs of luck were tossed my way. But now I see as I move through the crowded school bus and throw myself into the last seat, the site is live again. Yet my relief quickly slips from excitement to worry. Because this means I have less than 6 hours to catapult myself out of early retirement and seize my destiny. The Louisiana Veda Foundation seeks 7 high school students to take part in an inaugural summer internship program. Earn £2,000 per week. Responsibilities include office organization, community outreach, data entry. To apply, please answer the following. What would you kill for? All applications must be submitted by 15 March at 3 a.m. GMT. Only dialings need apply. I hunch low in my seat, careful to hide the screen of my phone from the kids around me. No need to give them free arsenic to sprinkle in my tea. I pull on my headphones and crank the volume to Ella Fitzgerald's Blue Skies. Yes, I'm the only junior who still takes the bus. No wheels of my own, no boyfriend or bestie to give me a ride. This has forced me to punt the smidgen of respect that should rightfully be mine, having survived nearly 3 years of the hellscape known as Eminence High School. I used to have friends here, but one moved to San Francisco and became cool. The other moved to South Florida, akin to being launched into outer space. I am the girl who runs an antique shop. And like some odd bird species sequestered for decades on a musty island, I have evolved to be at home among the old-fashioned and passé. My best friends in the world are Basil Stepanoff and Agatha Sweeney, both over 75 with cataracts. My ideal wardrobe consists of cloche hats and box-pleated skirts. If I had it my way, the world would go back to communicating by telegram and candlestick telephones. 2 years ago, at holiday assembly, I tripped on the risers in front of the whole school, and as I fell, I blurted without thinking, "Jeepers!" I also know too much about Humphrey Bogart and the Great Depression for it to be remotely healthy. I spent years trying to hide my antique nature, to pretend my natural tendency was not toward Parcheesi, needlepoint pillows that read, "Be nice or buzz off," and high-neck silk blouses in rose, lavender, and powder blue. But it was a whole lot of effort and stress, and it didn't even work. Everyone still called me Nana. Now I hide from exactly no one that I use the word "must" in ordinary conversation. As the bus bounces out of the lot, I scroll to the bottom of the internship page and wish I hadn't. 429,222. No, it's not the number of page views or likes. It's the number of kids who have applied. To seize my destiny, I'm competing with over 400,000 teen geniuses. I know for a fact they're geniuses, having wasted an inordinate number of hours not expertly crafting my own application, as I should have been doing night and day. Instead, I've been freaking out over the competition, trawling social media for the thousands of hashtags that have popped up like poisonous dandelions in every corner of the internet ever since the internship was announced a month ago. Hashtag Louisiana rises, hashtag Louisiana forever, hashtag Louisiana lives again. Everyone and their brilliant cousin is applying, literally, From the 16-year-old star of the Warsaw Philharmonic to a 13-year-old from New Jersey who sold her first AI app to Google for seven figures. From Steven Spielberg's favorite godson to the tenor who performed Somewhere Over the Rainbow at the White House 2 weeks ago and made the president cry. Not to mention the girl who invented a sock that will never get a hole in the toe. If that isn't enough to make me feel unworthy, the different countries of the applicants scroll relentlessly along the bottom, a simultaneously gratuitous and haunting information feed. France, China, United States, Brunei, Republic of Belarus. I'm pretty sure what all of this means is that I, Dia Gannon, aka Nana, of Eminence, Missouri, with a GPA of 2.7 on a good day and nothing to recommend me except an embarrassing knowledge of 1930s put-downs, have a better chance of getting admitted to Harvard, Stanford, and Yale as lightning strikes me while winning the Powerball lottery as the number one USTA junior tennis seed than I do of winning this internship. Of course, the situation is so emperor's new clothes on steroids with a healthy dash of pigs flying that when I'm not fretting about my competition, I am disturbed. Because something is very wrong here. Everyone is so excited to hear her name again. Louisiana Veda, groundbreaker, feminist idol, OG boss woman, ingenious inventor. This past month, there have been a zillion articles in every major newspaper written about her and her defunct company, Darkly, frothy pieces breathlessly recounting her accomplishments. Her first masterpiece board game, Ophelia, her mysterious island factory, her love affairs. Oh, how much of a disruptive genius she was, a visionary, how underrated, iconic, misunderstood. And how tragic, given the way her life ended. Yes, it's suddenly very trendy to love Louisiana Veda, forgetting how for so long she was ridiculed, a cautionary tale, a woman who drew too far outside the lines and got destroyed for it. And in all the hysteria and hullabaloo, no one has bothered to notice how unlike Louisiana Veda this internship actually is. The woman has been dead for 39 years. I've read all the profiles written before her death and after. I know about the lawsuits, the scandals, the hate-filled editorials, the names they called her. Joke, delusional, fraud, crazy, witch, the no comments. I know how she willed her own legend into being with the grit of a war general staging a near-hopeless offensive and a confidence that was provocative, threatening, and unheard of in a woman. She was an orphan, after all, who never knew her parents. And never cared to. Right now, I might be related to Queen Elizabeth, she announced with deadpan certainty in some ladies' magazine to a confused reporter who didn't know what to do with her. Just as the electron, according to Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, has no known location and speed, so do I live on the outskirts of the impossible and the mythical. My parents could be werewolves. That unknown makes me an inescapable force of nature. And every few years, there are the breathless announcements from Christie's and Sotheby's auction houses, touting that the original prototypes of each game, the one she crafted by hand, are monumental works of art filled with secrets, hidden mysteries, and a dark, bewitching beauty, surprising everyone by commanding prices in the tens of millions year after year. It is a testament to the endurance of Louisiana, how she continues to fascinate as an artist and a human, how relentlessly she holds our attention, even in death. The director of something or other is always officially stating. And never, in any of this, has there been any mention of a foundation. Suspicious, too, is the announcement itself. I've been studying it for weeks. And I can categorically state, there is no concealed map, clue, invisible illustration, riddle, play, illusion, or trapdoor to be found. If you know anything about Louisiana Veda, this makes zero sense. Louisiana Veda created layers of
sample complete. Ready to continue?